This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the line right now, ngimphethe yena uNuse Munosipho Khuzwayo, incwadi ephenyiwe uno khanyisa sokhanyiselwa uNontabazi Mhlophe, the healing poet, mother word. Sawubona sisiwami.
Sanibonani, nijani,
njani? Siyaphila njani?
Sikhona.
Great to have you here. I must say I'm a fan of your work, so ngiyajabula nje ukuthi ngikhulume nawe njengamanje. So, off the bat, I think you've been in the industry for a while now, you know, from posting your videos on social media to then being recognized to performing with, you know, and being on Sjava's album to your first single, Vuyelwethu, which we just placed, and which is amazing, by the way, and features the iconic Mhlophe Indalo. You now have an EP, and last week Friday, you released a new single.
So,
I'd like to know, what has made you stick to your style of art? What has made you stick to poetry?
I've stuck to poetry because that's who I am. Mm. And that's what I do.
Sure.
I mean, like, I can do music, I can sing, I can do other things. Mm. But also, the whole plan with me, Gijoina, in music, it was for us to commercialize the poetry to bring it to mainstream, you know.
Sure.
So that's what I'm doing, James. I'm a kulisa yoni poet because I am a poet. I mean, like, without poetry, I don't know. I don't have an identity because that's just who I am. And you don't really that I'm good at. So
it's something you were born with, Mhlampung Ashuganjalo. How did you start getting into this trajectory and getting into poetry in general?
Well, poetry, my lyrics from other songs, and sometimes you end up writing your own songs from primary school.
Sure.
And then with the poetry, I was introduced to the poetry. My sister's class is from the Ama poems, the book with English and Wizards and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I would read them out loud, for a class.
Sure.
Maguna, my competition, sometimes it's programs, my competition for my poems, sometimes, you know. So I was like, okay, maybe I am good at this. And then I moved to Emlazi, I found Emlazi. And that's where I met Nomvelo to my friend, who be reciting, who be higher in course. I mean, at that time, Ben Bala, Ben recite. And then her first performance I saw, and I was so motivated. I was like, yo, this is so beautiful. Because now when you recite, everyone can hear the emotions in it.
Mm.
You can make them listen to it the way we're not funding a corner.
Yeah.
And from then, being I taught her, and I went with it. So I would say, uk recite from grade 9, I went with it till today. I just knew from that day, this is what I'm supposed to do.
I get you. That is so nice, man. That is definitely very nice. Now, poetry, as you're speaking as well, is very personal. And I think it requires quite a lot of reflection from the poet. So I'd like to know what inspires your writing, firstly, and also ngokubhala kwakho, what impact do you wish your art or writing could have to you and to your listener?
Well, in writing, motivator isn't anything, isn't OJ around me, the people around me, the nature around me, the things I watch on TV, the things I hear on radio, you know. Most of my poems is just motivated by that and things that I go through also. It can be anything, honestly. I can hear a person now, Asho Ulayini, Klabe Wuzuluji, Onganagegiri, and then me, I'm like, oh, damn, that would be a nice line for a poem. And then after that, Sekpum Inkondre, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but most times, Inkondre Zam Zonke, Zipelela Gutando, you know?
Sure.
Like, Zonke is surrounded with Gutando, whether Utando Lubi or Utando Lushe, but it's always around Napuji.
Yeah.
And I would say, mina inkondlo zami ziyangi Zanghila. After a while, like I can write a poem today, and then something it's the iso seven zelabanya at that time.
Yeah.
But someday nami ngicine sengizulate, and then it comes back with the, oh, okay, calm down, you know.
Wow.
So I think the poems that I write are just there to make people feel better. Jenga Manager, I've been doing like love poems this whole year. Like I've just been doing happy poems. And I'm so happy to see people being happy just listening to what you say, you know. So, you know, because you're just trying to make people feel better about themselves, feel good, you know.
Yeah.
But they're happy, like, must be happy. It's just to let people know that you are not alone also, you know.
Sure,
to listen
sure.
to something and relate and know that, oh, someone else is going through the same thing. Yeah,
definitely. I hear you. And you did say, Gutige, your writing is heavy on utando, you know, and this famous battle between the heart and the mind. And, you know, so apparently Ustedes SA released some shocking stats along those lines. Guti, the rate of marriages has decreased. Divorce rates have increased. Rates of people who are single, you know, is increasing. It seems that people like are no longer interested, you know, in love because of the way that it's happening. I'd just like to hear your thoughts on that, Suguti. Why do you think that is? And what's your take on that?
I mean, I just think about you know, people don't wait to fall in love anymore. They just get in for benefits and stuff, like, what am I getting from it? Or, and all that. And then back complaining, you know. They don't give themselves time to know a person. Because it's dala very pena, like, share, mutum chigis, who's a pelunyaga. So now it's like, yeah, hey, mama, ni game. Mutia pega kal, mutuga janganjan. Before when it's no longer about utan. But I think abantu laba who decide on utan bahebi. But laba bona abadlala ma game. Yeah, but be happy, okay. Because you think you already know everything or thing and stuff like that. So I just think abantu should just let that guard down, man, and just meet people, know people.
Babe happy now, Fate.
But they have people complicate it a lot. And now that we have social media and stuff, but we compare to other couples and stuff. Allow.
Definitely. I love that so much. Thank you for that. Now, also speaking on, you know, the impact of your writing, if we see the landscape, I'm not sure if you would agree, but spirituality has, you know, become quite a trend in our music, you know, in podcasts and social media as well. In general, it's quite a fascinating thing to witness, actually. So, Ngokwakho, Dadewethu, what do you think has contributed to this? Because I know you also write, you know, on a spiritual level as well. What do you think has contributed to, you know, us Black young South Africans being more receptive towards the issues of our spirits and the issues of our history?
I think now, since everything is out there, it's easier for people to get educated and for people who to buy food they bought now, who to buy kanga and stuff like that. That's just who we are, you know?
Yeah.
But also I think the reason why is cool, people are learning more about themselves, which is a very good thing because not everything is in English now.
Sure.
So
yes.
People get to do their language, then the arts in their language, then the whatever that they do in their language. And now just now, okay, Lama organizations and adverts and everything. See, so I think that's why. And I think it's a good thing somehow. Right. Yes, I've got time. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If we had more time, I would be interested about the other parts that we're going to get variety, but it's fine. Anyway, let's get on to your music. So you have an EP, and now you've just released a song on Friday with Just Peggy, which is titled Nje. So could you just tell us a bit more about Nje? What is it about, and what is happening there?
So Nje, it's a love letter. It's a love song. Yeah, she was. I'm here to make people happy.
Sure,
it's a very happy song. Yeah. It's about Jota Jolule. It's just about Ubuti. I'll cover it. If I'm at work, walk with them. It's just me and you, because we have a big ego, you know.
Sure.
It's just about that image that you would say. But actually, Mina now is.
We just need each other. But, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So it is it's a love letter. Then I did it after Ivuyolwe. Like, I recorded it a long time ago.
Wow.
And initially this whole time until we told Just Peggy and Wafita like perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And now, yeah. It's a very beautiful song.
That is lovely, man. So you've featured and been featured with quite a number of artists, you know, Oya Lunda, Osjava, Tofi, you know, Obuhle Bendalo. Is there any other artist that you would say you'd still like to work with, Mthambe, on your next project? First of all, let me start there.
Well, my next project is almost done. Actually, I'm dropping an album November.
Yes,
so.
I was going there, actually. So,
it's almost done. I actually featured like upcoming artists on my album.
Nice.
Because
nice.
That's what I'm doing these days. Mm. I have on the album, you know, Zamani Mzobe, the poet.
Yeah.
You know, Kush Mahlega, the poet. You know, Yolanda, you know, Dunja. And, you know, I Make Soul. Yeah, so far those are the people I have. So I'm just working with some upcoming artists. But in future, I would like to work with Ubabu Mbuso Koz.
Oh, yes.
Madala Gudende. Those two.
I get you.
No, Freddy Kwala, Ubabu Fred.
I can already imagine it, man. Wow. I can already see it. Yeah,
those are the people I really, really, really hope to work with.
Definitely. So my next question was going to be, Uguti, Nje, is it, you know, leading to an album, which you've already answered and you've already given us the date. So on the album, what can we expect? What kind of message that is dominant over there, if there is a dominant message, what other aspects of you can we see from your upcoming album?
Oh, Buffett. I can't even explain what to expect because
it's not
the typical me, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I just
Okay, man, thank you so much. Cannot wait for the album. You said it's coming out on the 20th of November.
No, it's coming out November. We haven't decided on
Haven't decided on the date. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, where do we find you on social media so that we know the dates once you decided and how all of your social media handles?
So, on social media, NUE_Sam on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and then on TikTok, UNUSAM without the underscore. But Jay, as long as you search for NUESAM, I write.
Definitely, Zoven.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nusam, for taking this interview, and all the best moving forward. I cannot wait for your album. What to expect on the album. I like the building the anticipation part, the intense building the anticipation part, but it's fine. So thank you so much. All the best moving forward, man.
Ngibonga thina
This is an MUT Radio podcast.